time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She is with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties. We've got some exciting news coming up. We've got a 5K planned, and plus in September, it's a Suicide Prevention Awareness Week in September. We're going to talk about some of the festivities and things that are tied in with that. Always fun when Amanda comes in because she's always got lots to share. Amanda, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. You know, I love being in studio with you, Dave. It's always good to address the community and update them on what we have going on.
So what we're going to kind of do is we're kind of going to go backwards first. We're going to talk about what's happening in November first.
Yes, let's talk about November because it is our big event for the year. You know, with COVID, we've had to put on hold so much of our planning for our normal activities, such as our Hope Walk that we've hosted every year for the last seven. This would have been our eighth year in a row hosting a Hope Walk. And with COVID, we had to put a pin in it until we could figure out what was going on. So we're super excited to finally have some plans in place for a 5K run, 5K, 10K in Goblin Valley.
And it's going to be called the Hoodoo, because of the little rock formations.
Yes.
Who do you run for? 5K, 10K. It's going to take place on Saturday, November 7th. So let's talk about all the registration and what needs to happen with all that. That's all wrapped into it.
Absolutely. So we are going to set up a registration process through one of the runner websites that is statewide and nationwide, so that people all over the country can come and join us. And to pre-register, it's going to cost $65. And then there's an additional fee for registering the kids. We haven't worked out the logistics of that just yet, but you can register for the 5K, you can register for the 10K, and I think we'll have a kids run that you can register for. And with that pre-registration, you're guaranteed a t-shirt, you're guaranteed a race bib and a race time, and those will be recorded to show off how fast you are.
Now, in order to do this, you're going to need help.
I need so much help. As a not-for-profit organization, coalition, the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties really relies on our community partners to come together during these kind of times and sponsor events that we put on through donations monetarily or through swag and things like that. And right now, a part of our work groups with the run, We have great partners that are willing to help us with swag, but there are some costs that we just aren't able to cover, and so we're looking for corporate sponsors to come out, and we can put your logo on our shirt and give you a proper acknowledgement for your participation in putting together such an awesome and needed event in our community.
So you need that side, but then on the other side of it too, you need volunteers to come in and actually kind of help put this all together and make it happen, right?
Absolutely. We are always looking for people that are willing to donate their time and volunteer to put together events. And this one in particular, because it is such an event on a grander scale, we'll need volunteers to man water stations, to help with registration, to help pass out drinks and record the times and things like that. And so we do have our meetings with our work groups going on. We're just getting started with that. So if anybody in the community wants to be a part of the planning and has experience, or whether you don't have experience, get a hold of me and I'd be more than happy to get you involved in the planning process.
Okay, so how do they get involved? How do they get in touch with you if they're interested in volunteering and helping out?
It's so easy, Dave. All you have to do is just private message the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand County's Facebook page, or they can call me at my office, 435-636-1153. They can also email me, amcintosh@utah.gov.
And that's pretty simple. And that's coming up once again, November the 7th. Keep an eye out for when pre-registration ends. It's going to be a lot of fun. I waited a little longer, a little later in the year, because it'll be a lot cooler then, hopefully.
Yes. Farmer's Almanac says that the average temperature for that day is like 60, 65 degrees. So it'll be nice, crisp, cool Saturday morning, and come out and spend the day, amongst the hoodoos and the goblins with your family and support a great cause.
You've done done your research then on temperature.
I have, because it's too hot.
It definitely is. All right, let's talk about an event that's a little closer, and that is September 6th through the 12th, and that is Suicide Prevention Awareness Week. You've got a lot of events that are tied into this, so let's talk about some of them. And really, let's give people a little bit of the of a base as far as what that all entails and what Suicide Prevention Awareness Week, I mean, it says it,
yes,
but what all it has to do with that.
So Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, being September, is pretty much my Christmas in the middle of the year. It's what I work all year for in my program, is to bring awareness and education materials to the people in Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties, and really get those resources and our partners out, you know, so that if people who are in need of mental health services or substance use disorder services, we've got that covered. And we've tried to do a really good job of incorporating not just mental health professionals, but also our addiction counselors as well, because suicide and our opioid usage, it a lot of times goes hand in hand. So Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month, we always try to do different activities throughout the week, specifically of September 6th through the 12th. And this year is no exception. Although we are cutting back and doing it on a smaller scale this year, we're still going to make meaningful experiences for our community of suicide survivors and loss survivors and things like that. So that all kicks off on Wednesday, September 9th. We are going to be hosting a movie in the park at the Helper City Park from 7 to 9. We will be showing Kevin Hines' Suicide the Ripple Effect in the park, and also following that on Thursday, September 10th, being World Suicide Awareness Day, we will be hosting our candlelight vigils, one in each county, so that we are coming together really as a community, even though we may be a couple hundred miles apart, especially between here and Grand County, just to have that solidarity in the cause. So we will meet at the Price Peace Gardens at 7 on that evening. In Price, I haven't worked out the details for Castledale or for Grand County yet, but a counselor from Four Corners will be at each event in order to make sure that people that are raw from their experiences have that connection and that support readily available. And then we will close out the week with another movie in the park that's geared more toward our family and especially our littles. And that will be on Saturday the 12th at Helper City Park. We will be showing Disney's Inside Out, and we will just be creating a safe space for our youth in the community to step forward and you know, voice how they're feeling. You know, they're going through just as many changes in their normalcy and routines as the adults are. And I think sometimes we get swept up in our own emotions of everything that's going on, that, you know, our kids are kind of left to figure it out on their own. And although kids are resilient, it still is a good idea to give them a free space to vocalize it. And they too need to know that they're not alone in how they're feeling. And this comes at a perfect time where it'll be about 2-3 weeks after kids have gone back to school and they've kind of gotten a new routine down with wearing their masks and physical distancing. So this will give them a great opportunity to say, hey, I'm struggling too, you know, and ways that we can help the kids move through those emotions.
All right. So it sounds like you've got a pretty full next 2 or 3 months.
Yay.
But that's okay. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. As always, it's a pleasure, Dave. I appreciate it more than you know.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always head on over to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.